ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. Allah said, the one who comes to me with one good deed, I will give him 10 likewise. There is a saying in English which says, count the pennies. Count the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves. We talked about yesterday about the issue of making our own hisab every day. So I thought today let's talk about how to do this hisab. And it's a very simple issue of counting. How do you hisab? You make hisab by counting. So if we look at the potential good deeds that we can do on a daily basis, and this is the beauty of Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity of earning great goodness by doing small things. For example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the 2 rakat of sunnah of Fajr is better than this entire universe and all that it contains. He said it's better than the whole world and everything it contains. It's only 2 rakat of sunnah. 2 rakat of Tahiyatul Masjid when you come into the masjid. Every time we make wudu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the famous hadith of Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was winter, he went outside and Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu was with him, and he said to him, he said, shake the branch of a tree. There was a tree. He said, shake the branch. It was a tree, the leaves were all dry because of the winter, and the leaves all fell off. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you make wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washes away your sins like that. So every time you make wudu, sins are being washed away. So imagine if you make wudu, and even if you don't need to make wudu for that particular salah, if you make wudu with the intention that Allah is wiping out my sins, alhamdulillah. Every time you shake hands with a brother, because he is a brother. Every time you shake hands with a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away, forgives the sins of both. Now just think of that. Just shaking hands, nothing else. Nothing else, just shaking hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to spread the salam. It's afshus salam. So if somebody says salam alaikum, you say wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just that. Each one of these is a hasana. Instead of saying thank you, say jazakallah. It is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hasana. Instead of saying I'm well, I'm good, you say alhamdulillah. It is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is hasana. Instead of saying I will come, I will go, you say inshallah. Again, it is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is hasana. Small, just one word. You see something, you say subhanallah. It is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sulaiman alayhi salam was going somewhere. So he was flying and he had his whole... today we think about this. People say when the President of America goes somewhere, there's Air Force One, which is the jumbo jet in which he flies. And then there are, in American airspace, there are American fighter planes which are on either side of him. So 3-4 fighter planes, I don't know how many anyway. And then whichever country goes to, the local Air Force takes over and whatnot. But imagine Sulaiman alayhi salam is flying with his whole army. It's not one plane. He's flying with his entire army. All the whatever Allah had given in his control. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hukumah to somebody, gives the kingdom to somebody, Allah does not give it in parts. So, so Sulaiman alayhi salam is flying, and there is a man, some farmer or somebody standing on the ground, and he looks at Sulaiman alayhi salam going past, and he says, Subhanallah. Sulaiman alayhi salam comes down, he lands, and he says to the man, he says, what did you say? So poor man, obviously, he's frightened because suddenly he says, what happened? I mean, I was here, the whole army has landed. What did I do? So he says, what did I do wrong? He said, no, you didn't do anything wrong. I heard you said something. What did you say? He said, I saw you going and I said, Subhanallah. He said, I came down because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to hear this Subhanallah of yours. And I came to tell you that Subhanallah you said is more worthy and has more value than all of this stuff which I have got. Then this army, then this flight and everything else. There's one Subhanallah is more than all of this. One Subhanallah. The point I'm saying is how many opportunities we have of earning deeds on a daily basis without doing anything major. You don't have to leave your work, you don't have to go and do something or nothing. Normal course of things. You are driving, you are reading, you are studying, you are running, you are walking, you are, you know, wherever you are. There's so many opportunities of earning hasanat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you smile at a brother, it is sadaqah. Yeah, people go around with faces that look like as if they've permanently come back from a funeral. I mean, what is the problem with smiling? We don't smile. But just one smile, that's it. Just smiling is sadaqah. Which means Allah will give a reward for this thing. Just for smiling. A man will be produced before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu on the day of judgment. And his deeds will be put on the scale. And his evil deeds will be such that the one pan of the scale will be on the place wherever the scale is placed, and the other pan will be up in the air. And this pan with the evil deeds, it's full of scrolls and scrolls and scrolls of evil deeds. And then the man will be asked, now what happens to you? You go to Jahannam because you have this. So the man says, well, I have nothing. So the man will be told, no, you have something. You have something. So the man will say, what? I have nothing. He said, no, you have something. So the man will say, what do I have? So he will be given a piece of paper. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually said, he said he will be given a piece of paper with one line written on it. And that line is, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he will be given this piece of paper and he will be told, go and put it in the pan. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when he puts that in that pan will slam down. He didn't even say it will come down. He said it will slam down with such force that the other pan will fly up in the air and all the scrolls in that pan will fly away. And the man will be told, you have been forgiven, go to Jannah. This is the value of this kalima. This kalima which Allah has given us. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. How many times you can say that in a day? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who sends durood and salam on me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salam on that person 10 times. 1:10. Imagine you are running on the treadmill or whatever it is. Make that into a time of zikr for yourself. Instead of, you know, talking anything or doing anything else or zikr. That half an hour, 1 hour, whatever on the treadmill is zikr. Imagine how many durood you can say in that 1 hour. And how much of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down on you because of that. One time durood is 10 times the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Allah is sending the rahmah. Where is the comparison? There is no comparison. We are sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already sent on him. He doesn't need it. We are doing it for our benefit. Yeah? But what do we get? We get from Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. Ajeeb. Small things. And of course I can talk forever on this, but I'm not going to do that. I'm saying seriously, let us think about this, that small things that we have been, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, removing an obstacle from the path is sadaqah. You're going somewhere, you find a nail, you find something on the road, you just pick it up, throw it away on the side, this is sadaqah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this story, so many times we heard this story, of this thirsty dog. And the man gives him water and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the man. Feeding or doing something good for an animal. It's not even a human being, an animal, something good. So the whole thing is, the key thing that is being, we are encouraged to do is to think of all the small things that we can do. And that's why I said, count the pennies. You count the pennies, the pounds take care of themselves. Imagine how many small things we can do in our whole life. I will end with the famous hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to, he had this practice of, after Salatul Fajr, he would turn around and sit and he would ask people if they had dreamt anything that night. He would say, did you see any dream? And different sahaba, if they had seen any dream, they would mention the dream, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to interpret the dream. Now, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day, he turned around and asked, he said, have you seen any dream? And one of the sahaba, Ridwan Lahi Alayhi Majmain, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw a strange dream. He mentioned the names of two sahaba. And he said, both of these people, they accepted Islam on the same day. And then one died in a jihad, and the other one died one year later. He said, but yesterday I saw them in my dream, and the one who died 1 year later due to natural causes, I saw him entering Jannah before the one who died as a shaheed. So it is, I thought it's a strange thing, so I'm asking you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why do you think it is strange? Because did the man not live for 1 year longer? He said, did he not get one Ramadan more? Did he not get so many salah more for the year? And he counted the things, you know. So imagine, routinely, if you live long enough, you will get Ramadan, inshallah. We ask Allah to give us life with health and ability to make the maximum out of Ramadan, which is just a couple of months down the road. So the point is that routinely what we do on a regular basis, there's an opportunity to earn more. Now take Ramadan, I keep on saying this all the time for all my 8 racketeers. Yes, you can pray 8 rakat and run away, but if you pray the full 20 rakat, then you get the reward of, how much reward? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, listening to one letter of the Quran, not the word, one letter of the Quran, reading one letter of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 hasanat per letter. And he clarified and said, I do not say alif, lam, mim is one letter. He said, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, and mim is one letter. So if you just say alif, lam, mim, 30 hasanat. And the difference between Jannah and Jahannam is how many hasanat? One. So, small things which give us great benefits. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to all the good that we can do for ourselves and for others, and to benefit from this to the maximum. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, bi rahmatika.